I watched the video again yesterday, as I normally do, and while there's certain areas that I should be upset about, my perception of how threatening they were in the second half probably didn't match what I saw again when I watched it back. But there were still definite areas to improve on and definite things that we have to iron out, and you know, we have to put plans in place to stop that. It's easy to blame the substitutions, but it wasn't the substitutions. There was basic errors developing before that. But we were forced to make two subs. You know, both of them had to come off. So when that happens, the players who go on, it's easy to blame them, and that's not the case. It's the old team wants to adapt, and that's something that, you know, it's probably one of the reasons why I don't like making subs in the first place. I've never have done. And I think it destabilises you for 5 or 6 minutes till the players get used to it. And in my time as a manager, I think there's been lots of times that we've conceded just after making a sub, and you know, you don't want it to go down a superstition mode, but it's something that we have to adapt to, that when we do make a sub, we have to be able to quickly get back into our shape.
Does it just show how high you've set the performance level bar and the expectation bar, that you won the game, you're still fourth in the league, and there was still a real feeling of frustration around?
Well, there was, and when I watch it again, it is good that, and when I watched it again, I didn't realise how comfortable we actually were, because after they scored, they didn't really. They had one ball bouncing around our box, and they had a shot from the edge of the box. So got blocked by Bradley, and that was it. They didn't threaten us. And yet, on the bench, you worried about that. You've got that perception that it could happen. And your judgment, not your judgments, but your appraisal gets a little bit clouded.
In terms of the next game then, will it do the players any harm to have looked into this and thought about their own performances and perhaps had a proverbial kick up the backside from yourself?
No, it won't do them any harm at all. And if we have to take other positives, the fact that, yeah, we did concede two, but two didn't become three, and in previous years we might have gone under. So that's a testament to the character of these players and the determination and the how much they value the 3 points. So in the end, we've passed the test that I believe we shouldn't have had to sit. But having sat it, pleasing to pass it.
Four games unbeaten now, with the exception of Northampton, who appear to be running away with this division, it seems to be quite difficult to get on a good run. Is that something you can really be proud of at the minute?
It is. You know, Wimbledon are on the same run, aren't they? Probably a better run. Teams will hit little form patches, and we've got to hope that we can emulate the teams who do. Otherwise, our position in the league becomes in jeopardy. You know, we've put it into our own hands that we can finish second now. You know, we're not going to, unlikely to win every game we play between now and the end of the season, but neither is anybody else. But if we can beat Plymouth at home and then match their results between now and the end of the season, it means we finished above them. And, you know, if we can do the same to Oxford, we can get ourselves automatically promoted.